Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 29th of July. I'm your host, Paul White. Today, we are giving you the question and answer session from our fourth and final session in Wallaceburg, Ontario, Canada. This little weekend conference happened in June of 18. We did a Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning. I've aired different parts of the Q&A of that weekend, but today I want to air, and we've never aired before, and I probably won't post it anywhere else, a couple of real quick questions that maybe take up, I don't know, 5, 6, 8 minutes, if at the most, from this session in Wallaceburg. Now, the microphone, I think, gets to the people, as you can hear, pretty well. First question was, why is it sort of off limits to talk about religion and politics? I took that question to be, the questioner may have been going somewhere else, but I took it to be a good opportunity to talk about why I don't talk about certain things. And then someone asks about when is it appropriate to unsheath our sword? Because in the sermon that day, we had talked about meekness being the ability to keep the sword sheathed. Now, that sermon is one that I highly recommend, and it is the sermon that is airing right now on our website. We post a brand new one every Sunday. This sermon hit today, and it is titled Wise as Serpents, Harmless as Doves. Now, you won't hear the Q&A that we're about to play for you. You won't hear it in that sermon, but you will hear why this person asks this question. Wise as Serpents, Harmless as Doves, of course, is a statement Jesus makes about his disciples and what he wants them to be. I always found it fascinating, and I had a lot of fun with that message. I think you'll enjoy that. Just as a refresher, we post a new full-length sermon every Sunday to paulwhiteministries.com. They hit our platforms, YouTube, Facebook, all that stuff as well. Podbean, iTunes podcast. So all of the, it's up in all of the platforms. And this concludes the conference from Canada. Next week on the weekend edition, the Sunday sermon postings, we'll begin two sermons, one next Sunday and one the next Sunday from Hoganville, Georgia. And I'll hopefully tell you a little bit about that one for next week coming up in this next week. Let's get busy on this Q&A from Wallaceburg, Ontario, Canada.
Why should you never speak about religion or politics?
Well, I don't agree that you shouldn't speak about religion or politics. I just think you got to be smart about where and when. That's my answer. And perhaps with whom. And perhaps how much you say. Part of the wisdom of the serpent is knowing when to shut your mouth. And I'm trying to learn that. So I'm trying to get my sermon shorter, learn to shut your mouth. And I'm trying to learn that I don't always have to give my opinion. And one of the things that I've tried to teach myself is you got two ears and one mouth, so listen twice as much as you talk. That's pretty good advice I'm trying to live out every day. So I hear a lot of people say stuff I completely disagree with. Here's a little practice I've got. I don't know if this works for anybody else. Here's a little practice I've got. I do not give my opinion unless I'm asked. But if I'm asked, I will give my opinion even if it is completely contrary to what you want to hear. All right? That's the only way I know to really be, because then you don't ever have to cover up lies.
Right. Amen, brother.
All right? So I'm just always honest. So if I'm silent, you're talking about stuff, and I'm silent, I might have an opinion. I might not. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to jump in and go, you know, I disagree with that, because who cares?
Yeah.
And quite frankly, that's the way I look at it. I go, who cares if you disagree with it? It's no big deal. If they cared, they'd ask you. So I had somebody ask me my opinion last night. They straight up said, what would you do in this situation? And I thought, ooh. So I told them, and it was totally not what they wanted me to say. And I said, you didn't say, what should you do? You said, what would I do? Those are two totally different things. I'll never tell you what you should do, because I don't know. I'll tell you what I would do. That may mean nothing, but there it is. Two more minutes. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Is there ever a time to pull the sword out of the sheath?
It's a good question. Like I said earlier, the closest I see in the Gospels, the question was, is there ever a time to pull the sword out of the sheath? The closest I see in the Gospels is that Jesus tells that if you knew the strong man was coming, you'd defend your house. So I think there's an indication there, yes, that Jesus isn't saying, look, live in a world where you got a sword and it just rusts, you know, because you never pull it. But Jesus does over and over and over again talk about how to respond to violence in your life. There's some scriptures that we flat out don't like. That Jesus, I mean, let's just be honest. I was reading one last night from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5. Jesus said, "Do not resist your enemy." And I went, "Gosh, that stinks. Don't resist your enemy." And I think there's a deep, deep teaching there by Jesus. It's not just get ran over and let him kill you, but have a heart for your enemy. That is not easy to do. Have a heart for your enemy. You got to be empathetic. You got to know why your enemy thinks the way he thinks. You'll be able to step into his world. And it doesn't mean you'll justify his actions, but it might mean you'll understand them better. And by understanding them better, you might be more empathetic. Listen, we're more empathetic to our own kids, even when they're jerks. Do you know that? I mean, aren't your kid be a jerk to somebody and you'll defend them? Even though you know they're being a jerk and what they're doing is wrong, you'll still defend them. Why? Because you're empathetic. You know why they feel the way they feel and who they are. And so that's a part of it. It's just...
Another little question with that is, I've heard some say, but they'll really fly off at somebody, like, you know, say what they think and really let them have it. But I'd say, well, is that the right way to handle it? Well, they say that's the only language they understand.
Yeah.
Like, what's behind that?
Well, I think there's some truth to that.
Yes.
My daughter asked me the other day, "Hey, Dad, is this a cuss word?" And she said it. And that's a good spot when you're a parent. That's how we talk in our house, though. I mean, we're just honest. Because I tell them, I said, "You can walk up and ask me anything. All right? Anything. Because I'm your dad. And if you can't ask me, don't go ask the dorks at school." Because those kids are morons. They don't know what they're talking about. I mean, you don't want to go learn stuff from those guys. They're all just out there, you know, running in circles, too. Is that wrong to call them morons? I don't know. I was at home. I'll edit this out if I need to. She said, "Dad, is this a cuss word?" And I stopped, because in the world of wolves, yeah, everybody'd go, "Yeah, that's a cuss word." But I said, in my mind, there's a reason she's asking this. So maybe she uses the word, or maybe she wants to use the word, or maybe the word's been used on her a time or two. And it was the word damn it. And I said, "Well, honestly, it means something. It is to curse something." Mm-hmm. So if you damn someone, you are cursing them. You're not just cussing them. That cussing is sort of a cultural connotation. I know, traveling between countries, there are words that one culture goes, "Ooh, you don't say that." And another country just uses it like crazy. So those are, cussing is a little bit cultural. And it's a little bit generational in some ways, too. Because your kids have got words you didn't hear. Believe me. So that's generational. They come up with some new ones and they sneaking them in on you all the time and you don't know it. Is that too honest?
No,
that's good. Okay, so I said, and we're at 5, so we got to stop. I said, culturally, that's word. But I said, I'm going to be honest with you. You need to make a decision in life of how you want yourself to be perceived. So if you want to run around, you want to use words in which the general public, the world at large, perceives you to be a certain way, then you have that right. You can go use those words all you want to, but you will be perceived to have a certain level of intelligence, and you will be perceived to have a certain level of empathy and care. And I said, so the faster you can learn the appropriate time and place, and this shocks some people if I say this as a minister of the gospel, but I say, listen, I think one of the problems in our culture is that we've used certain words so willy-nilly that they have no authority behind them anymore. And so you have no words to express true passionate anger because you just used the best word you could have used for that true passionate anger to describe the soda you just drank. Or the cup of coffee you had. Boy, that was beep good. And you go, there's nothing left. You get truly mad, what do? You got to go punch something because you've lost the ability to express things through language. I said, so let's be intelligent about it. Realize that what you say sends a message to the people around you. And if you're cool with that, then by all means, go for it. Sends a message to me if you use a lot of them that you probably haven't figured out any other words to use. So it kind of sends the message to me that there's a level of intelligence you might want to tap into. It's out there if you just wanted to go find it. So that's a choice. All right. That's enough of that. What a way to end a conference, right? That's all we have time for today. That concludes this little question and answer session. I'll give you another part of the Q&A from that weekend on tomorrow's podcast. We'll see you then. God bless.